This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys. It is Access All Areas, and yes, we are live on FUBAR Radio. And of course, I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Collin.
How are you, Elle?
I'm great, love. How are you? Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas. So you've got the Mariah in you.
I do. I'm feeling it like I'm so festive. I mean, I do have festive fatigue. I'm already shattered from the events, but you know, you roll. That's what Christmas is about.
You shagged out, newly married.
That's it. Yeah,
that. Put the Christmas tree up.
Yeah.
Got the baubles out, and he smashed the granny out of her. Poor Elle. We love her.
I'm so glad my mum doesn't listen.
So, guys, as always, you know me, I'm always here to bring the tea. We spill the tea, and I bring jam-packed shows. And, of course, it is no different. So we are joined by Hollyoaks icon, Stephanie. We're going to get all the tea because, obviously, there was a bit of a cull.
Yeah, there was.
So we want to know what's gone down. Mm-hmm. And then we are joined by Leon and Jess from It's a Scouse Life. Mm-hmm. But first, as you guys know, that live and breathe Access All Areas, we start with showbiz news. And we are joined by the very festive Mariah fucking who? Hayley Palmer. This is Access All Areas. We are the celeb show with all the tea and the showbiz news. So if you can't have a fucking diamante on Access All Areas, where can you?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. So here I am. And I thought we might as well start with Strictly, actually, because there's a Strictly Christmas Day special, as if it couldn't get any better. And I want to talk about who is up for taking place this year. So we have...
I've not seen this.
Okay, love that for you. Exclusive then. Josh Widdicombe, the comedian.
Right.
I've heard of that name.
Not that one.
Anne Widdicombe.
I was going to say, she's already done
wrong
it.
Wrong one.
Yeah, wrong
Which
one.
Which one's Josh Widdicombe?
He's got, like, glasses and... He's funny.
Perfect.
I mean, he sounds like a great comedian.
So he's going to bring the Widdicombe factor, probably through comedy.
Is he related to Anne Widdicombe in any way, shape or form?
Yeah.
So. I love that you're asking me and I don't know him.
No, I don't know.
Anyway, moving on.
Tace.
Don't know who that is.
Okay. Vogue Williams.
I know who she is. She's Irish.
Oh, I know Vogue.
Yeah. She's amazing. Beautiful, tall, slender, beautiful, stunning.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
I feel like she'd be quite good. She's very athletic, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's very easy on the eye. Not my eye.
She is.
But do you know what I mean? Like, stunning girl. But obviously, I'm on the other bus. Spoiler.
She has been saying on her own podcast, which I listen to a lot, she's not a great dancer and she is haunted by like a home video of her like dancing when she was younger.
Oh.
No, relax, Bobby. But she's hoping to redeem herself. So let's see. I think she'll smash it, to be honest.
Yeah. And do you know what? It's the Christmas one. Do you know what? Everyone's going to be off their tits on fucking brandy and champagne.
I actually think the Christmas one's a good shout because you can literally
it's
go
the
on there and go on being on Strictly without doing all the hard training.
And everyone's off their fucking edge.
And if you're rubbish, who cares? I'm sorry.
Yeah. While they're noshing a load of pigs in blankets.
So true.
Who gives a fuck? Go on, vote.
Anyway,
I'm voting for vote.
There's a guy called Harry, I think I'm saying this right, Akins. He's actually a gladiator.
Sounds a bit of me.
But I can't see him being little twinkle toes on the dance floor now as a gladiator.
No, I mean, the gladiators, you know, the athletes, they're very hard working, aren't they? They've got that mentality.
They've got the buys, but the tries. They've got every step you can want.
Yeah, but stompy, right? Like, like I could imagine a gladiator stomping around a
Don't
dance
you
floor.
Go right off my Mr. Gladiator. What's he called?
He's called, I don't know what his gladiator name is, but he's called Harry. So have a little Google.
Big on Harry.
I'm showing my age now, but I like gladiators back in the day when you had like Hunter, Ace. Do you remember them? And you had your Kellogg's Cornflakes.
Hunter
had, like,
was the salt as well, but weren't he shagging Jet? Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, I mean, that's...
He was the fit one. He had like highlights.
He was gorgeous.
He was beautiful. Whoa. What happened to Hunter?
Oh, well, he came on my show a couple of months ago.
Is he still a salt?
Is he?
Yeah.
She's smiling up the
chest. He's like yoga and like meditation and stuff now.
Is that all he gave you? Meditation. The way she's smiling,
like,
guys.
He actually said I could go round and go in his ice bath.
Oh, I bet he did.
Is that what they call it?
Really, no, the ice bath's like really
Shout
good.
Shout out to Hunter and Access All Areas producers. New producer Naomi, can we get Hunter on Access in January 25? Because I want to get in Hunter's ice bath.
We need feedback.
Got a little bit hot. I'm busted.
I bet.
Tamsin Alfwaite.
Oh, we love a bit of Thames.
She's nice, isn't she? I met
She'll
her in
the toilets
once. I had a good old girly chat with her.
Okay, great.
Like her, don't you?
She'll be good.
Yes.
Yeah. Ex-Eastender.
Yeah? So she'll be good.
Well, yeah, but I just think, maybe I'm biased, it's an EastEnder thing, but I think, Joel, you go balls deep with things. You just chuck everything at it.
And she's showbiz. Yeah, they can sing, act and dance. They're a triple
You're
threat.
You're triple threats.
Aren't they?
This Christmas one is just a one-off special, right?
It's a one-off special.
You're going to put your all into it. It's one day.
Exactly. And last but not least, Billy Monger. I wasn't sure who that was. He's a racing driver.
Okay.
So yeah, can't relate.
I'm going to go for...
Is he fit?
That's all we care about.
Yeah, well, it's Christmas. Fucking hell. I've got an empty sack. Do you know what I mean? Have we got any salts on the telly?
All we care about is, are they good looking? Because you're not the casting team for this.
I know, imagine.
I think Vogue Williams will win. I've just got to think she's got determination. Yeah, so I'm going to say that. Right.
Yeah, here. I'm going to give it to Vogue.
Me
right
too.
Now.
I think we all are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, Vogue.
Let's put our money
we
on
We could
it.
Be the Vogue new judges.
Can, yeah. Cancel the show.
Vogue you won. You got it, babes.
Bobby, you should be on the Christmas special as well.
Do you know what? If I'm going to commit, I'm going to go balls deep. And do you know what? I think you need more than 24 hours of Bobby. I think you need the journey.
Yeah.
Who would you like to be your partner?
I want a man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be the picker-upper or is somebody going to be picking you up and swinging you around the dance floor?
I'm going to take the female role or the... Are we even allowed to say that now?
Yeah, but I think you can.
Yeah, I want to be the bird. Yeah. I want to be picked up. Spin me around. Yeah. I'll point a leg and a toe. Do you know what I mean? I'll shove my laboot in. Let him do the work.
Yeah. 100%. Nice. I'd like that too.
Yeah. I'd love to see that. Role.
Because
sure.
I always think, and it's the same with like Dancing on Ice, all them shows, that obviously ain't political because I'm not like obviously Keir Starmer, but when it comes to them shows, I always think the men have it harder as a celebrity, like whether it's on the skating, because you've got to pick the girl up, you've got to do all the manoeuvres.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're the girl, we can all...
I feel like I'm too tall. I feel like what partner could I ever have...
I'm sure there's been situations you've pointed the odd toe. Do you know what I mean? Like, we can do that. But the men have to hold you. So do you know what? Let me be lifted.
That's okay. It. And also, how special do you feel when a man can lift you? It's almost
it's
like...
so nice.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay.
Don't you ever know. Put me down.
Literally.
Take me to heaven and back.
Literally. Oh. It's like, if you can lift me, you're in.
Yeah, you're a keeper.
Yeah. So Bobby, you'd probably love that, all right. And you'd never go home.
Yeah, so BBC, call me up. But yeah, I would like to do it with a man because I think we didn't have a man-on-man situation this year.
Why not?
I don't know.
No.
I'm sad about it.
Yeah, it's weird that they didn't do it this year.
But positive vibes, 2025. Yeah. Maybe I can hear BBC calling me agent as well.
There you go. Now you put it in the universe.
Now I'm an SAS soldier.
Yes.
Yeah.
From SAS to the dance
From
floor.
From SAS to Twinkle Toes. Yeah. And I'm a good fucking slut dropper.
He's a comedian.
Do you know what I mean? If you've ever been sugar up, you've seen me.
Yeah.
Jaeger.
Do you know what? That's
slut
a skill. Because I feel at my age now, when I slut drop, I go down.
Can't
but
get
to get back up again, I feel my knees click.
Oh, babe, I can get down. Don't you worry about that. No one goes down like me, eh? What else, babes?
Well, I want to talk about Christmas cards. Because there's an article in the paper, and it said... Do people actually send Christmas cards still? Now, I think it's quite endearing. I received one the other day through the post, and I was like, oh, that's really
cute. Who was it from, Hunter?
Maybe. And, people don't really do that these days,
no.
do they?
No.
Do you send Christmas cards, Ellen?
No, and actually, on the train here, funnily you say it, because I was just thinking, should I give some of my neighbours who are elderly Christmas cards? Because I feel like they would appreciate them. But if I gave somebody my age a Christmas card, I feel they'd be like, great, what do I do with this? And it'd go straight in the bin. Yeah. But I feel like elderly people really appreciate a card.
That's so true. My mum sits down with a cup of tea and goes through a little list. I can't cope.
And they keep them. Like, when I see my mother keeping her cards and stuff, I'm like, oh, when are you ever going to read them again? But it is cute.
Yeah.
I think it's, sadly, a dying out thing. I send them to my parents and to grandparents.
Yeah.
But hand on heart, I would never send one to my friend because... Yeah. you just don't. It's like writing a letter to self. Do you know what I mean? We've got emails and texts. Not even that. I don't. Even that's old fashioned now. Sending a text is old fashioned. We send a voice note.
Yeah.
It's a fuck a Christmas card. We've gone beyond that. But to me, parents, grandparents, it's a respect.
Yeah.
But generally, it don't really mean anything to me.
It's because you know they appreciate it. But do you know what? I will say, I do have one friend, and she sends cards for everything. So, like, a congratulations card if I got a good
love
job.
I love that friend, though.
I get one, like, when I moved into... We didn't even buy the house. We're just renting a different house. But when we moved into that house, she sent, like, a welcome to your new home card.
And I was like, she's organised.
She's organised. Yeah. But the feeling when you do get that from a friend, you're like, oh, that's a really nice
touch. It is
touch.
A nice thing to do, isn't it? Do you know what I want? A guy to actually write me a love letter. You know, like in the war...
I can't relate. I wasn't born. I'm 18, Halo.
You need to go to war first.
I mean, I'm an SAS soldier, so I was fighting. Do you know what I mean?
But when they were like, I miss you so much. I can't live without you. I'll see you in like 3 weeks' time. Wasn't that lovely? And you could keep reading the letter.
Yeah, I mean, very cute. The nostalgia of it. And also it kind of shows that somebody put that amount of time into thinking about you. They bought the card. They writ the card. They posted the card. So it's like... a lot more effort than a text message, and it's nicer.
And I'm not like pissing over everyone's chips saying don't send him. I'm just saying, from my 18 year old generation, it's not really a thing, but to me, I know I wouldn't offend my friends, but ironically, maybe I've lied, I'm not 18, but when I was at school. There used to, even primary school, there used to be a fake little
postbox. Yeah.
Oh, really?
For Valentine's cards, which I don't even know if you could probably do that nowadays because just where the world is, I don't know if you could do that, but you just put someone's name in their class.
Yeah.
But you also did Christmas cards and you'd go home with 30 cards.
It's buzzing.
But also, I'm very minimalistic and I don't know if it's part of my OCD tendencies, but I don't want 30 cards all over my living room. Do you know what
I
mean?
Like,
I've got my mirrored furniture.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time with a bottle of Windoline. Other brands are available. Get in touch. We'll do an ad on social. But I like minimal. I don't. Oh God, bitch has got a rate. But I don't want shit everywhere.
Actually, I think you've cracked it, Bobby. Because I'm as you're saying that, I'm like, okay, I only like really sentimental cards, and they're the ones I'll keep. I'm not keeping 30 cards from my class saying Happy Christmas.
Nah.
I'm keeping cards that have a long little speech in it, like a love story or something.
Yeah.
You're keeping them forever, and you're throwing out the rest. So maybe you keep the cards for like really special moments.
And I'm sure like certain relationships we've had, like between, I mean, you've just got married, so let's not piss on your chip. But I mean, you ain't had the best couple of years. Let's have it right. We won't speak about who, but
no, we won't because we've moved on.
We've moved on. We've evolved.
Yes.
But we've both been in situations where even if they've sent you cards, which were lovely at the time, you kind of get to a point where you don't want their fucking cards.
No,
you
know I mean? Don't.
It's lovely at the time. You think, oh, I'll keep that. That's romantic.
Yeah.
And then they turn out to be shit.
Yeah.
And
you don't want a reminder,
fuck
do you?
Fuck your card. Fuck you. Oh, piss off.
Bobby aren't bitter at all.
No, I'm bitter. But why are you, if someone, not saying, I don't know, you're inside out with Mr. Clever, but if someone's done you bad, I know, like, I don't want to, I don't even want to think about him. I delete photos off social.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not going to sit there with a shoebox with a load of Christmas cards from some wanker that's done me wrong.
No, I get that.
So
but
let's
I do
have
like
it right.
To look at someone's handwriting because I'm very good at analysing people's handwriting.
Oh,
FYI.
I love handwriting, but we've got to move on. Have we got time for one more? No.
We really went to town on that. Oh, sorry.
Hayley, I've loved it. Thank you for bringing the Christmas joy.
Really shot on that parade, didn't you?
Hayley, always a pleasure. We'll see you in 2025.
Love you guys. Yeah, love see you next year.
That sounds mad, doesn't it?
I know. Yeah,
25.
Fuck a duck. Right, guys, we're going to take two, and then we're going to be joined by Leon and Jess from It's a Scouse Life. We will see you in two.
Access All Areas continues next. Foo Bar Radio.
Welcome back, guys. It is Access All Areas, and yes, we are live on Football Radio. Now, we are joined by Leon and Jess from It's a Scouse Life.
Hi, guys.
Guys, how are you?
Hi. Hey, what's going on?
We're good, thank you. How are you? Thank you for coming on the show.
We're good. How are you?
Really good. Are you feeling Christmassy? What's going on up north?
Yeah, it's absolutely freezing cold, isn't it?
It's always cold up north, but yeah. I do love it up there. Liverpool's a good night out.
It is, it is. And actually, if it's cold down here, I can only imagine what it's like up there because... Oh.
It's like the Antarctica.
Yeah, Jesus. I can imagine. Well, you look nice and cosy at home now. So tell me, how is the show going at the moment for you?
It's amazing. It's been amazing.
Are you hoping that it gets commissioned for more series?
We are really hoping for it, aren't we, Leon?
Yeah, hopefully. I think the numbers have done well. And you've only seen a snippet of what we can be like. I think for us, we'd like it to go to series just because we only had such a short time to film. And it was a lot of people's first time in front of camera, so a lot of people were nervous and stuff. And I just think, like, the more we've, like, gelled together and, got to know each other, like, we'd only get better from there, really.
I feel like we've got so much to give now because we've got such a big relationship together and stuff, and a lot's gone on since the show. So I feel like there's so much...
You mentioned...
And not even just that, sorry, guys, but Scousers are crazy. We all have people sitting here trying to be all nice and be like, oh, yes, all prim and proper. Like, no, we're not like that. Mm. We're wild. And I think that for, like,
I think for
TV,
Liverpool, we are...
be good for it.
No, but we're not, like, we don't want to bring the city to look bad either. We want to show how good our city actually is.
I've got some good mates in Liverpool, and I've got a lot of time for them, and I've always said... I think there's similarities. I mean, originally I'm East End, but I'm obviously Essex. But I think there are similarities in terms of, especially when there's a new show. And like you say, there's been people not in front of a camera. I think that's a good thing because it's no one's trying to be anything they're not. Do you know what I mean? I think it's organic. Yeah. People want organic, right? Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you mentioned numbers, Leon. How did it... Like, what are the numbers? Because obviously we've had one episode, which from what I've seen on social, people were loving. How did it rate?
So from what I know anyway, I'm not certain what it is now. But from what I was told, we got like 300,000 views or something like that.
That's good.
At first, and you've got to like take into consideration that it's a pilot.
Yeah.
It got top 10 in the UK.
300 is good.
Behind Made in Chelsea as well for its first episode. It's like, that is good.
And
not to forget as well that, like, obviously it wasn't commissioned. We've had to, like, push this off our own back. There was no advertisements for, like, oh, this is on tomorrow or anything. Do you know what I mean? It was just, like, it just come out of nowhere. So for us to hit the numbers, says a lot about Liverpool. It shows that, obviously, like, whether it's good comments or bad comments, we do have each other's back. A lot of Scousers watched it. Whether they want it to do well or not, they still watched and they still showed support. So, one thing you'll get with Scousers.
One of the things that keeps happening to us is we keep getting messages, people saying, when's it on, when's it on, when's it on? No one can wait for it to come on. That's another thing I am really excited for, because to tell people that, we've got a series.
Yes.
And between us, obviously, the show is called Access All Areas. And as a veteran of reality TV, I'd like you to spill a bit of tea for me. Give me an exclusive.
Mate, you're asking the right person for that. Big mouth over here. She'll tell you anything.
Babe, we love a big mouth. I've been accused of it myself. I don't know why. I'm all veneers, but I feel you, babe. We're on the same page. What's the rumour mill? Are the WhatsApp saying something? The emails? I'm guessing you've all got agents by now. Leon, I know you're a footballer already, so you've probably got a sports agent, but now this is a different world. What is going down? Is there a rumour that this is coming? It's got to. Do you know what I mean?
To be honest, at the minute, we don't have a clue, do we, Leon? I feel like we have no idea.
honestly.
Each day as it comes.
For us, we're just sitting here waiting. just to like find out what's going on, really. We don't know. We probably know just as much as you do, if I'm being, that's me being completely honest with you. As for like agents and stuff like that, I don't really, I think a few people probably have agents anyway. I know, like, I don't know, for my lads, agents have been in touch, put it like that, who represent people on reality TV, do you know what I mean? So hopefully, like, from who I've spoken to anyway, they've said that gets commissioned and goes into a series, speak to us, which obviously I understand, so...
Are you not worried about that, if it does actually get commissioned, and this is, you know, I'm not sure how long you'll be filming, but, like, essentially a full-time job, and you're already a footballer, are you worried about those worlds colliding and how you can mesh them together?
No, not really, because, for me, it's like, I'm just, like, I'm not no Premier League footy player, do you know what I mean? I play football, but I've still got a lot of time, especially, like, when you train in the morning, you've still got your day ahead of you. So, like, that doesn't really bother me, and I think for, like, the type of person I am, this is something I've wanted to do anyway. Like, I feel like I've manifested it. A lot of people who know me have said, like, lad, you need your own job, like, you're mad. And I'm like, well, what's meant for me will be, and... Like, I just felt like this is coming at a good time.
What's
especially
meant for you?
Time in my life now.
It will never pass you by.
If I'm being honest, what I would like to do, like, I would like to get on I'm a Celeb. I think I'd be sick at that. That is crazy.
Put it out in the universe.
Hey, put it out, babe. Put it out.
You've got to. Do you know what I mean?
You've got to manifest it.
Exactly.
And I know it sounds mad because, like, it's so far away, and who am I to sit there and say that? But, like, you could, like, this time last year, I didn't think I was going to be on TV.
Yeah.
So it's mad, like, the way you can manifest things. And for me, I think I'm good at networking as well. Like, I feel like it's not what, you know, it's who, you know. For example, I bumped into Gemma Collins the other night.
Oh, I've heard of her. How was she?
No, she's bad, but you know what? And it's mad because for me, it's like I've only ever seen her on telly. And I didn't think, she'd be like, oh, come and speak. But instead, she was like, oh, yeah, I know, it's a Scouse life. I love it and that. I'm thinking, what? You know it's a Scouse life? Like, you know you are? She's like, I'm just doing me, you know what I mean?
I just want to be me.
She's a genuine person. She give me advice on it, and she put me in the right direction. And like, I don't know, it was just, she's a lovely person anyway. But
yeah, I've met her once or twice. I want to ask you then, because obviously we've got a lot in common. Also, we're both good. We've both got, like, ball skills, do you know what I mean? Probably slightly different. Like, I'm quite good. I'm not a footballer, though. But I want to ask you, like, in terms of social, and I know... don't tell my wife. I've got a wife and kids at home. Fucking Jess is pissing herself. No, but we are, like, it is good with a football as well. But in terms of social, I'm guessing, like, anyone that does sports or whatever kind of competition or sport is, like, social is a big thing now. How do you find the comparison from, because I know footballers, I know a couple, if you have a bad game, fucking people like, we know about death threats, fucking hell, do you know what I mean? But it's seen, it's such a big deal, like, people, they're fucking agged out, do you know what I mean? If you had a bad game. So how have you found it from having a football kind of social media to now being on TV? Is there less pressure because you ain't got to worry about how good your feet are?
I think for me, if I'm honest with you, so, like, I have an okay following on social media anyway because I like TikTok. I think that's where I've got my following from. And when you're in the public eye, like, for me, it was, like, doing social media. I was like, well, people, you're giving people access to, like, your life. You're posting what you want, and people are entitled to their opinion. Not everyone's going to like what you post. And it's easy to, like, to hate on someone who's doing better than you at the end of the day, which I'm not saying I'm better than anyone. But it's like, there's people that are on accounts, blag accounts with no picture, and they'll be like, oh, you're a muppet, you, or this and you're that. And I'm used to it now, so I don't feel pressure from this, because at the end of the day, my mentality is like, this is my life, you know what I mean? We're all, like, everyone's, like, it's, I don't know how to explain it. This is just what I want to do, do you know what I mean? I think if you're so bothered about what I'm doing, like you're not happy with your own life.
That's no, but, I tend to think if you have trolls, you're doing something right.
Oh, 100%.
If nobody is trolling you, it means you're not doing anything to step out of...
You're not interested.
That's it. So actually,
I think the thing is about trolls is you're sad, aren't you, really?
Yeah. Oh, you've got to be sad as fuck.
People.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing?
But yes, I used to, literally, I've spent so many years, I think, like, when I started to have, like, 12, 13, 14 years ago, and I used to sit there, and I took it in the early days as a reflection on me, but it was always because of my sexuality. Mm. But they would troll me, like, and I thought, like, do you think I'm just going to, like, tweets at the time, because Instagram weren't even a thing when Towie started. I was like, should I just tweet back and be like, do you know what, even if I got a bird tonight... Like, do you think I'm ever going to wake up straight? Like, whatever I do, like, you control me forever. I'm never going to have a wife. Like, I'm never having a wife. Do you know what I mean? I like the core range. Do you know what I mean?
People that are doing that, it's like, why are you taking your time to go online and start abusing people? Like, why does someone care whether you're straight or whether you're not? I don't understand how that affects them in their day-to-day lives.
Definitely.
It's bizarre.
And actually, Jez, do you know...
I know, sorry to interrupt there. I know so many lads who aren't straight, yeah? And I'm telling you now, the lads they get with the lads who are straight, it's the lads that are sitting there saying, like, lad, you're this, you're that. But it's
when
they've had a bevy there, like,
Shatner
Lance, where are you?
Leon knows the code. But you know what? I'm also a big believer now, because 100 years down the line, now reality TV is no longer the new kid on the block, and I've kind of spent years campaigning, been to Parliament, Downing Street. I actually, rather than being angry and pissed off, because I was never going to change me and I didn't want to change me, I now feel sorry for them people, because hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
And like you say, Jess, if you're that pissed off about someone, like, I wouldn't give it the steam off my piss. There's people on TV I can't fucking bear. But I wouldn't go on social media and abuse them. I just think, do you know, whether it's sports, there's singers, that's just life.
They're irrelevant if they are irrelevant.
Yeah, but
if they're
you
not,
take time out of your day to message them.
For sure.
And then when they follow you as well, you're following someone that you hate to abuse them. Jess, how have you found the social? Have you had much hate? Because I know girls get it bad as well. Girls and gays.
I think I have had it, well, not with the show, but previously I had a little bit of nastiness.
In what way?
A little bit. And it was because of a newspaper article, so I got, like, really badly trolled about it. Oh.
What was the article?
Like, I really struggled with it the first time.
What was the article? Well, Ellen didn't write it, did she? She's Daily Mail Journal.
Not me quaking in my boots. What was the article about you?
I think the Daily Mail should turn the comments off. That's all.
Do you know what? But again, you've got to reflect on it. I actually now see that as a fucking comic relief.
Yeah.
Because I think some of the comments on the Daily Mail...
When I look back at the comments, I howl laughing.
Even I don't look at the comments, and I'm the journalist. But I get hated in the comments too. I got trolled so many times in those comments, and it literally turned me. I was like, actually, I can't. So I don't even read the comments. Like, I can't. So I can only imagine who the stories are about reading the comments. Like, I don't know. It's a different crowd in that comment section. But you look so glamorous now, Jess, and you look pretty glamorous on the show as well. But do you know, if it does get commissioned and we get a full series, are we going to see a kind of light and shade with the girls? Are we going to see kind of warts, not saying you've warts or anything, but warts and all, in terms of, you know, are we going to see the paired back and the other versions of the glamorous girls on the show?
Yeah, definitely. And I definitely think the future plans for the show is to bring more into my family life, like to come and see what it's like living with me and to introduce everyone to my family. Because on that show, I feel like all to come across was as a bit of a mixer and a bit of a stirrer who caused a bit of trouble.
That's reality TV, Jess. So if you ain't got that, what we call it, we can't all sit around fucking in Costa drinking lattes, you know what I mean? We need people like you. Guys, I'd love to speak to you all night, but we've got to move on. I just want to say thank you for coming on Access. fingers crossed for a series. I'm sure you're going to get, I love Channel 4. Yes. I reckon you're going to get a pickup.
I think so too.
Have the most amazing Christmas. Thank you, Leon and Jess.
Bye, guys.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Have a good one. Happy New Year.
Bye.
That's my first Happy New Year I've said.
I love it.
We're getting there. We've got the tinsel. They've made the studio a grotto. Guys, we're going to take a little break and then we're going to be joined by Stephanie Warren from Hollyoaks. We will see you in two. Ta-da.
Access All Areas continues next. Boo Bar Radio.
Welcome back to Access All Areas. I'm Bobby Norris and we are... Sorry, babe, I took your line off you.
You did. I'm Ellen Collin. Thanks for listening. Fuck's sake.
Sorry about that, Elle.
I know, what a bitch.
Right, now let's get on to it. Have you got your little intro?
I got my intro, yeah. Okay. It's not about me, it's about Stephanie.
Of course it is. She's joining us on Zoom. Stephanie, how are you, darling?
Hi, Bobby, how are you? Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. Oh, yes. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. I am going to pin you, though, because I don't like seeing my face come up on Zoom. We need filters for Zoom, don't we?
Oh, tell me about it. It throws you back to the COVID times, doesn't it?
Actually, I'm like that with Zoom. I just watch myself the whole time and I find it really hard to listen to whoever's talking to me because I'm just horrible. Inspecting my own face.
Yeah, it's
HD.
It's such a mad thing. Like, I mean, it's helped a lot, hasn't it? Especially the meetings you used to have to trek into town for, where you can just do a Zoom. But I literally, when I started presenting this show 5 years ago, in the COVID times, I used to lay there in a top and my boxers in bed.
Love it.
With a Mac. And you think, you just think, God, I was laying there in my Calvin's presenting a show. And now I actually have to get in.
Those were the days.
Come into London now.
What a trek.
Oh, anyway, Steph, enough about me and my Calvin's. I want to talk to you, babe, because I was a little bit sad as... Show me age a little bit. Hollyoaks, I was a Hollyoaks boy back in the day. I think we all was back in the day because it was a big show, especially like growing up. You know, when you used to come home from school.
And hangover TV as well, like Sunday morning.
The Omnibus, was it called?
Yes.
Oh, God, yeah, when you were hanging out your arsehole.
Yes.
Oh,
you stick it on the background. It's a comfort show, right?
The best show.
It's like 3 a.m. now, so it's perfect time for when people are coming in.
Yeah. I'm not old enough to do that yet, but I know what you mean, babe. But I want to ask you, because I was sad, because I saw on your socials, because you put it out there first, after, because you did, what was it, 23 years?
Wow.
It was 28 years, but...
28 fucking hell.
Years. I did leave for a bit of time, but I went back in 2008 full-time, so it was 16 years, yeah.
Shit.
I did start in 1996, so, yeah, when I was 18.
Yeah, when I was still at prime, 18 you was.
Yeah.
Fuck's easy.
Wow.
My gosh.
That's insane.
Because how was that for you? Like, what was there a rumour, Mill? Because I know TV as a whole has changed now.
Uh-huh.
But when you went, and I guess you went into a meeting, did they say there's going to be some people axed? Did you know it was going to be a shit day?
Yeah, we all knew that there were people that were going to be let go. They needed to let about 20 cast members go.
It's a lot.
So you know, there were the nerves there that, you know, it could be you. But I didn't actually really expect it to be me, if I'm honest. I've been there such a long time and I just signed a new contract, so I was very comfortable with the storyline that I was given. So it was a bit of a shock, but it's been a bit of a blessing in disguise, if I'm honest.
How so? I've
really loved being away from the show and actually doing something for myself now. And yeah, it's like a new era, I suppose, to... Yeah, just delve into something that I've not done before. So it's really exciting time at the minute.
So you're an incredible actress, as we've seen throughout the years. Do you have more TV shows on the horizon and movies, or what have you delved into?
I wish. no, not at the minute. Sadly, it's really quiet in the industry at the minute for making TV shows and stuff. Mm. To be honest, I've not really put myself out there. I just wanted a bit of a break from filming it, to be quite honest. I do want to do more TV. I'd love to do theatre. I would love to break into film. Who wouldn't, as an actress, try different roles? But at the minute, I'm writing. I'm doing a lot of writing. I've got a book coming out next year. It's not, I would say, like a tell-all or anything like that. It's very much about mental health, about behind the veil of show business and how I've certainly dealt with that throughout my life. And as we all do, and I think that it, you know, more people need to talk about it. So I've been very honest. And what else? I'm building a life coaching business as well. So I certified in August this year with Jay Shetty. Jay Shetty School, so there's a lot going on.
So we're just taking it back to take it back a couple of questions, but in terms of the whole leaving thing, from someone that was the longest cast member on the show, not that you're going in there Billy Big Bollocks, but they must have, excuse my language, but you must have all felt confident. Like you say, you had had that little break and you kind of go back. And obviously, we all know TV is changing. Like, viewing figures aren't what they are, but streaming picks up on stuff. And you kind of, you're confident in your job to a certain degree. So when you know there's going to be 20 and you get that, does that leave you me and you, babe, I mean, you've got more years under your belt than me, but TV, we kind of, I don't know you personally, but we're loyal people, do you know what I mean? But it ain't a loyal industry. Did you kind of have that personal moment, like whether you leave a show and it's voluntary, because we all sometimes, it either comes that you think as the talent, which I know is a wanky thing to say, but you think, I'm bowing out now, which takes some bollocks to do, or that they make the decision for you. Did you find it a little bit disloyal that you've given years to a firm, like blood, sweat and tears?
I want to be careful with my words here, because I wouldn't say disloyal, because I've never felt like they owed me any loyalty, to be honest. I just felt that with the years that I had put in, it felt like it was my life and it was my family. So it was all I ever knew. So I didn't, and I know it's a business. I just, yes, of course, I'd loved it to have been my decision, but I never had, like you say, the bollocks to actually do it, to actually try something new. I was always scared. I was always like fearful of, oh, well, what will I do? It's good. You make a good living out of it. You know, there was security. I've got a house. I've got my kids.
Yeah.
And it's all I ever knew, going into work every single day and the same people and having all the same interactions and playing the same character as well. And because she's such a firm favourite, to me, it was just, it was a bit of a shock, because I thought, oh, gosh, what about the fans? Like, that sort of played in my head. But also I was like, oh my God, this is my life, and it's just sort of been ripped out. But at the same time, I was like, okay, no, my gut feeling went, this is a good thing. Actually, after the initial shock, I was like, it's time. Like, I don't want to be tottering around the village at 50 looking for my 10th husband.
And
husband. That was Cindy's thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Heartbroken, get a husband.
But she was a salt shit. I mean, if I was on Hollyoaks, I think you would have married me, darling. You know what I mean? And I like the core rage. You know what I mean? I would have had a go, Cindy. But what I want to ask you is, and again, I wouldn't ask anyone's names because we ain't here to spill that much tea, but it is Access All Areas. What was the vibe? I'm guessing, as most TV shows, we all have a WhatsApp group, or even if it's phone calls, FaceTimes, whatever. What was the vibe when you walked out of that meeting? There must have been people shocked, even if they'd have been there a tenth of the time that you was there. I bet people were fucking like shit in a brick.
Yeah.
It was a massive shock. Nobody expected it. No one. And I was actually the last thing to go in. And all of the other, obviously, original characters are safe. You know, we call them the OGs. So
OGs, yeah.
So, you know, it was a shock. But as well, you know, someone has to go. I think they cut the whole family. So, you know, it makes sense now for where the show is moving forward. I think that you know, under the helm of who, you know, Hannah, who's driving the show at the minute, she's got a vision of what she wants. So does the channel. If I don't fit into that vision, then I don't fit into it.
Mm. What did you do that day when you got the news? Were you like, let me go home?
Dramatic. No, I was dramatic.
What did you do?
I fled that
building. And that's why we love you. You're an actress.
Go on, give us play by
play. Play it to me.
What happened? Tell us everything.
You know, when I got the news, I wasn't happy, and you know, I did cry a lot, and I went into the makeup room downstairs and just like, I'm going, I'm gone, and you know, Jennifer Metcalf.
I love Jen.
Yeah, Jen, she's a diamond. She just picked me up off the floor and gave me a hug and, you know, basically gave me a bit of a pep talk. And she's just like, you know, you're going to be fine. You know, this is the time for you now. It's a time to see what, you know, what else is out there, you know. And those words really sat with me because for the longest time, I think that I did want to do something else.
Yeah.
And, you know, now choice was taken out of my hands. So I have to just sort of run with it.
Yeah,
and I think I've done that. I feel like I've
completely. I've done that.
I can drink on a school night.
Go on, Steph.
Sign me up.
So, what's the situation in terms of getting that that meeting and being told that no's? Because I guess it's not like if it's your decision. But again, we all have to honour contracts. How long do you have to then keep rocking back up to the studio? Because It must boil your piss a little bit, you know what I mean? You've had this bad nose, it leaves a bad taste in the veneers, and you're a little bit like, oh, I don't like it. How long do you have to keep going back to work thinking, fucking it? Like, because it's not like most people, if you leave a job on a Monday, they go, do you know what, stay 28 days. Some people can just fuck off on the Friday.
I had a week off to sort of get my head around it. Yeah. And that's when I started writing. And I went back in and I'd just started doing the Jay Shetty course as well. So I really had my
I
head
love
in
him.
Love a bit of Jay Shetty. So I was doing that and I just had a smile on my face every day. I had 3 months of filming left.
three months.
So I had to wrap up my storyline.
Thank God Jay was in your life.
Honestly, I don't know how I would have got by without it. Honestly, to God, it saved me. But at the same time, I probably was one of the most positively happy people to go in, knowing that they were leaving. And I'd also had a wedding to look forward to. You know, I'd booked the Maldives and, you know, I was getting married and no one knew about it. So I had so much to look forward to, you know. And it's just been really positive ever since, you know. I mean, you have your days, don't you?
Of course you do. And the husband's a salt, by the way. I saw the photos show. I'm not going to nick your man, but he's done well, but you've done well. He ain't bad on the eye, is he?
He's gorgeous. He's such a good man. And yeah, he's very good for me. We're good for each other. We're best friends. So, you know, he's really helped keep me, you know, me focused in perspective and just go for anything that I want to do, to be honest.
What's your vibes on? Because I know, again, like, because of obviously my job, but I've got a lot of friends that are actors and actresses. I don't even know if you can call women actors because some people go, no, we're actresses, and then some people go, we're actors. So whatever I say, don't be offended, babe.
Either. It doesn't matter.
What is the situation as an actress? Are you... actress. Do we say actor for everyone?
Yeah, I think so. I think from now on, for editorial, we say actor.
What's the situation? And I don't ever mean to offend. How can you offend people by saying that?
You could offend anyone.
But I've got friends that have been in soaps for years, like you've done 100 years in Hollyoaks. That they look down their nose, or not in an horrible way, but at reality people, and they go, especially when we started coming up as like a genre, they was like, these people, they're getting X, Y, and Z, like the big shows and good money for it. And there was like, well, who are they that they just go and get pissed in the sugar hut? And do you know what? Fair enough, you're right. But how is the situation now? Would you go and do a reality show, or are you one of the actors that are kind of a bit, not in a wankery way, but is it below you to do it?
No, I did Dancing on Ice.
No, but do you know what I mean? And I wouldn't say names, but you know, people like, you must work with people. You know, when you see like the likes of me, we go in the Jungle or SAS and they're like, yeah, why are they fucking doing that? They're just shitters. But again, you're probably right. Yeah.
My personal opinion on it is that everyone has their role to play in their own lives. So it's not up to me to have an opinion on what someone else is doing, whether they get cast in a show and they're right for that. You know, I mean, if I got offered something, I may consider doing it. You know, it's nothing's beneath you. And I think, you know, if the money's good, you have a good laugh, it's an experience. I think who's to say what other people should do with their lives and what shows they choose to be on or not. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. And you know what? Sometimes it's good to sit and, you know, just have a slag off at the TV.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It is. I mean, sure, we all do it, but who are we to, you know, judge?
What show would you do out of all the top reality shows, if you was to do one and you stepped out of acting just for a couple of months?
If you could literally do anything.
The reality shows.
Because you've done Dancing on Ice.
Yeah, I think I would. I've always said I'd like to do The Jungle just for the... I love Australia.
I think you'd be good in that.
That would be good.
But I don't know, I've never watched Strictly, but I do like dancing, so that's another thing I'd go, do you know what, I'd probably give that a go. But to be honest, I don't know, I've never really sat and gone, oh, I really, really, really want to do something else.
Yeah.
I'd love to see you in The Jungle.
I think you'd be amazing in The Jungle. Good. I'd want you in The Jungle with me, because I reckon you're one of them girls, she's one of them birds that will get her hands dirty, do you know what I mean?
Get those stars.
I probably would get down and get a bit dirty.
Love that.
Real darling, we'll be sitting in our hammocks, topping and tailing. Your husband's got to be so jealous.
He wouldn't, trust me. He wouldn't. He's like the least jealous person on the planet.
But he ain't got no worries with me, sweetheart. As lovely as you are, you ain't got nothing for me.
Do you know, if you could end Cindy's storyline in your own way, what would you do? Do you have a vision in mind? A perfect way to go out?
You know what? I would have loved to have done something. If it had been my choice to leave and we had the time to do it, I would have loved to have just gone out in a bit of a blaze of glory, like burn the village to the ground.
Yeah, Peggy Mitchell shit.
Devastation in her wake.
Yes.
You know, I don't know. I would have liked to have done some sort of Ocean's 11, sort of espionage kind of thing. Would have been great. You know, see her on like an aeroplane, you know, like.
That would be so cool.
Tanya Turner from Footballer's Wives.
Tanya Turner with the old nails going.
Yeah. With a load of coke under her acrylics.
Exactly. That would be
allegedly.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've not really thought about it, but I'd love to have done something really soapy. Not like a death storyline or, you know, a topical storyline, but just something really Dynasty.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, that's
like soap to its core, you know, the camp.
Yeah. Yes. Love
what,
it.
What it's all about.
This is why the gays love you.
Exactly.
But that's what we want, you know what I mean?
That would have went down well, for sure. I know.
Love that.
Do you ever get I mean, obviously, I'm saying do you ever, like, it happens every week, but is there ever a conversation, like, if you're being written out of a soap, can you debate over the table with the exec? Can you go, I want to die, I don't want to die? If you're on EastEnders, you're getting in a black cab, obviously, unless you're being murdered. Do you ever say in how you go, or is it that you just wait for that script to rock up and you're just like... Well,
In my experience, I didn't have a choice. I knew how I was going to leave. It was obvious. Cindy was just going to go back to Spain. But I think there's other cast members who've had a hand in how they're going to depart a show. I remember Gary Lucy actually.
Oh, when I loved him.
Hollyoaks, love a bit of Gazza. He came back to Hollyoaks and pitched the dementia storyline that he actually, you know, played out with me as his fiance and died in the show, and he pitched that. But yeah, no, I don't really know for sure, because I'm not privy to other people's meetings. I mean, I'm sure some of the cast members are going, oh, you know, I pitched your storyline, it's my idea. It's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what though? Out of 30 years, babe, I would die now and just say no, even if it was fake engaged to Gary Lucy, because It was a thing for me when I was at school.
Really?
And then I met him once. You know, you go really shy and like you feel a bit wankery when you're from telly meeting people.
Oh, yeah.
But I was a bit like, it was a salt though, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Gary's always been
fucking hell.
A beautiful guy and such a kind
and heart, kind. Right? And you meet him in real life and you're like, no, you can't be. You want him to be a wanker because yeah. you
it
can't.
It makes them better looking when they're nice.
He's not. He's just.
He's just lovely.
My husband had to step in COVID to be Gary and had to kiss me as Gary, which is really bizarre. But he treated my husband, well, my fiance at the time, just so well. Like got him lunch and you know just made time for him to talk to him and just not treat him like a commodity.
I'd say your husband was like, thank God for COVID because I get to kiss my wife instead of this gorgeous
man. Thinking Steph should have WhatsApped me and said, Bobby, will you kiss Gary? And I would have done it for Channel 4.
Literally, put some makeup on.
Babe, it's been done. It's been done. Steph, thank you so much, babe. I've talked to you all night, but I've got to wrap up the show. Thank you, darling. Best of luck with everything. Have the most amazing Christmas. Send my love to your little salt of an husband.
I just want to give a little shout out to Jason from Socialite Agency who connected us today. So just want to give him a little shout out.
Thank you, Jason.
You're a legend. Oh, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas time.
Oh, what song's that?
I don't know.
It's fucking terrible. Right, guys, that's it. We're going to have a few little compilations over the Christmas and the New Year.
That's it. So have a happy Christmas, everyone.
Have a good one.
We're going to miss you.
Stay safe.
See
and we will
see
you in 2025. Ta-da.
Bye.